you know, and let's learn from one another, you know, because like I said, some answers in this class, I've gotten better for having been in this class, okay? And they went on to say, now, you know, Paul planted, Apollos watered, but who gave the increase? God gives the increase. That's very important in the church, right? Because our responsibility is to plant and water. Our responsibility is not to give the increase. Are you with me? That's God's job. Just like I said before, you could have a mega church, right? And if you gave the increase to that mega church, right? Something is wrong. Are you with me? God has to give that increase. God has to give it. He has to give that increase. Not me, not you, not nobody, but God. You know, sometimes we want this congregation to, you know, be overflow two services, probably three services, you know. But it has to be established by who? God. Are you with me?
Because we can't save anybody.
Exactly.
We can only plant that seed.
Exactly. Exactly. Let me hit it real quick. I'm glad you said that because, you know, if you depend on me, right? Right? And I can't wait to get back to Brother Patterson next week. And Brother Patterson is dead. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me for saying that. Are you with me? But are you with me? Because you depended on who? Me. And I'm dead and gone. Now who are you going to depend on? Well, I better check Jerry out. You know, Brother McLaughlin. You know, one of the deacons, you know, because I got to have it. You need it, you get it from God. Go ahead. Sorry?
As scripture says, you know, we plant, somebody else waters, and then unfortunately we get caught up in that the maturity thing didn't happen in a relatively short time. Mm-hmm. And we come to learn, hopefully, that the maturity of the newborn baby mm-hmm. Differs with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, like when we plant a seed for a cucumber, we can expect fruit from that effort mm-hmm. because God gives the increase. Mm-hmm. God gives the increase. Mm-hmm. He made the cucumber.
Mm-hmm.
And so we may have a cucumber in a week if the conditions are right. But now if you're waiting on the pineapple to mature,
mm-hmm.
that takes 18 months to give you an idea. So, again, we watered, we may have planted the seed, God gives the increase, and again, depending on in His time on what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, again, always pray for that new convert. Pray for everyone.
Yes, sir.
As Scripture says.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Pray. And be able to pray. Are you with me? That's important. Be able to pray. Make sure your relationship with Jesus is firm. Be able to pray. All right, sister.
I was just thinking about these preachers on TV, a lot of them, and even around here,
mm-hmm.
they'll talk about their church is mm-hmm. their church. I'm mm-hmm. going to build my
mm-hmm.
church,
mm-hmm.
And it's not their church.
Mm-hmm.
And but people will follow them anyway mm-hmm. and not realize that they're following the wrong person.
Exactly. I told you this before. Right, it was a man. I think he had cancer, or whatever. But he was in Baltimore. Right, this evangelist was in Texas, and he was touching folks, and healing them, and so forth. Right, and he was healing. And so this man in Baltimore said, "I got to get down there, so this man can touch me." Are you with me? So this man can touch me, so I can get healed. They said that when he went, he got whatever, how he went down that plane or whatever, he got down there, and when he got there, the man was gone. Are you with me? Now, he had to go back to Baltimore with his tail, you know. Are you with me? Because he looked at the wrong one. Are you with me? The wrong one. He didn't have his eye on the right one. And another example, remember when Peter asked Jesus to come out on the water. Remember? Mm-hmm. He said, Jesus, is that you? Jesus, come. I want to come out. And it said that Peter, when he stepped out, it said he was walking on water. But he heard the waves, you know, and he took his eyes off of Jesus and put it on the waves. Mm-hmm. Are you with me? And when he done that, what happened?
He started sinking.
Are you with me? He started sinking because he had took his eyes off of the right one. So when he did that, he started sinking. He started sinking, okay? And like I said, you know, God expects us to do our jobs, to plant and to water, but let him do the increase. We don't have to do nothing special, just like selling things, right? I don't know if y'all do that or not, but that's, you know, you might want to, you know, be careful because, you see, when you start selling things, right, you try to buy people. You try to bribe people by, you know, are you with me? Selling. I believe that's why when they was doing all that in the synagogue, Jesus turned over the tables and whatnot. So we got to be careful, you know, because we don't really have to sell. Are you with me? We don't have to do that. We don't have to have no, you know, selling going on. We just give it out of our pockets, you know, and pray. You know, give what we got. Do what we can. God don't expect no more from us than what we can do. Are you with me? You know, so we want to, you know, I would say, you know, be careful with selling. You know, just like you say, you want to start selling something or whatever. Whatever. Okay? All right. Any other questions before we go on? All right. 1 Corinthians 5, 9 through 13.
I wrote to you in my epistle not to keep company with sexually immoral people. Yet I certainly did not mean with the sexually immoral people of this world, or with the covetous of extortioners or idolaters, since then you would need to go out of the world. But now I have written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother who is sexually immoral, or covetous, or an idolater, or a reviler, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, not even to eat with such a person. For what have I to do with judging those who are outside? Do you not judge those who are inside? But those who are outside of God judges. Therefore, put away from yourselves the evil person.
What is that saying? What is that saying?
We live in this world,
uh-huh,
and we're not going to avoid, or we cannot avoid, associating with people in this world.
Amen.
And if we know that they're in sin,
uh-huh,
we are still not to judge them. Uh-huh. God is going to be their judge.
Uh-huh.
But if in the brotherhood we know they're, if that kind of sin exists,
mm-hmm,
then we are not to associate with them, and we're not to eat with them,
right,
and we're to go to them and confront them with that sin.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, we are making a judgment at that point.
Mm-hmm. And that's the important thing. Go to that person, right? Mm-hmm. Now, if that person continues to be, just like, excuse the expression, shacking, right? Mm-hmm. If that person is shacking, right? And you said you know we you can't do that. You know, you find out, you said, you know, let me speak to you, right? That's something that we're not supposed to tolerate with, you know. So can I help you to get out of this somehow?
And like you were saying, that the once we are aware of any circumstance,
mm-hmm,
like that, excuse me. That's why we come in with prayer and with wisdom,
mm-hmm,
and to be able to have them understand.
Mm-hmm.
It is not what Kenny Patterson says.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what Chuck says.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what Jerry says.
Mm-hmm.
It is what Scripture says.
Exactly.
God does not tolerate that.
Mm-hmm.
And because I am your brother, I'm bringing this to your attention, mm-hmm. so that you can make the decision whether or not you're going to make it right with mm-hmm. God, or you continue to live in sin. Mm-hmm. And if you continue to live with sin, I have no part mm-hmm. of that, mm-hmm. and therefore, I will not. Let's say, for example, you were doing coffee mm-hmm. every Friday, mm-hmm. And then you do that, you found out that he was doing that, mm-hmm. and said, "No, I can't. No, mm-hmm. you got to get it right."
In other words, we can't condone certain sinful situations. You know, we can't condone it. So, you know, listen, that's all right. You know, and the person may not be able to get rid of it right away, right? But we have to be tolerant enough to help that person, right, to get out of that, to stop that. Are you with me? We ought to be able to because God put up with us. Are you with me? He put up with us. He tolerated us. So we have to learn that tolerance and to that tolerance level. We shouldn't go too far, you know, with being tolerated, right? But we should go to help that person because we love that person. We want that person to get it right. Are you with me? We want that person to get it right because... Go ahead.
Go ahead, Carl.
Could we also say that there's a correlation between what Paul is saying and what we know from the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about Proverbs, that's the thread of a lot of information, and God already laid that out.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just repeating it.
Mm-hmm.
And we always say, like, if it's repeated more than once, kind of like in school, it's on the test. It's important. It's for you to know. This was laid out in Proverbs. I mean, I know we're not doing the Old Testament,
mm-hmm.
but the connection is there. He's repeating what God already said. These things are abomination to him.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling us not to go to these places
mm-hmm.
and do these things, you know, the cause and effect of these things. And Paul is saying right now, right here, just like we are saying when we talk to others who find it difficult to be a Christian or be godly or however they want to, I'm going to air quote it, do, because it's so hard.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, because the cause and effect is here. That's like touching that hot stove, you're going to get burned.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Well, see, again, God, the same ever from the Old Testament.
He has never changed.
He has never changed. And so when we read the Old Testament and learn of his intolerance of sin,
mm-hmm.
that his decrees and decisions were immediate, that they were the people who were caught up in that sin were stoned.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't. Like you said, tolerant of it. No, it was unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And that a lot of that was done post haste. It wasn't, you're on probation.
Mm-hmm.
No. So again, for us, that's why it's very important to pray unto the Lord for wisdom of how to handle certain circumstances, because some circumstances do need to be
cut off quickly. Mm-hmm.
Because, again, the potential for devastation is, anyway, something to consider.
Mm-hmm.
That, yes, we can have patience, but not really tolerance.
Hey. Okay. And you know, when we, and one of the things that we got to cut off real quick, like, is the seven sins that God would hate. Are you with me? In other words, those sins we got to cut off real quick, like, I tell somebody you need to cut it off. One of those is spreading discord amongst the brethren. Are you with me? Because that's going on a lot. Maybe not here, but it's going on a lot, right? You know, I know Jerry might be the elder, but you know, he, if I got something to say about Jerry, shouldn't I what?
Go to him.
All right, so it's those seven that God hates, right? Those are really seriously the one that we are, like you said, cut off early. But we have to understand, you know, just like say if someone is a drunkard, right? And you got to try to work with them to get rid of it, and you know, and if they don't want to stop, then you got to shake the dust off and go on. Are you with me? But if you really want to help them and that, you know, you see progress, you know, keep on. You know, just keep on, you know, because we're not God to know where and when to, right? But we hear God's word. And the Bible, if the Bible teaches us to love our enemy, are you with me? Didn't it say that?
Yeah.
To love our enemy, we ought to be able to love our brother a little bit longer, you know?
I kind of have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
If you see a person is like going in the wrong way, talk to them about it or whatever, you don't see that change,
mm-hmm.
right? But do you think it's wrong to just give up, or do you just keep praying for the person?
You keep praying.
Yeah.
You keep praying. Now, if this person is in the church, right? Is this person in the church or not?
No.
Okay. Okay, so just keep praying for that person, you know, keep praying, because like I said, when God said for us to love our enemies, that's heavy. Are you with me? That's heavy enough. And then the people who don't, you know, it's like our loved ones who don't want to do right, the ones that we really love, our cousins, maybe sister or brother who we really love, right? Their head is just as hard, right? You don't want to give up on them. Just like just like your children. You don't want to give up on your children just like that. Are you with me? They might, you know, be knuckleheads for over and over and over, right? But you don't want to give up on them. You know, you want to have some room for them.
But you have to choose the time when you have to say enough's enough.
Yes, ma'am.
You have to wipe the dust off mm-hmm. your feet and
mm-hmm.
say, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I've done enough. I can only do so much.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're ready, they'll either come back or they won't.
That's right. That's exactly right.
In verse 10, what we've got to remember, and this is where the wisdom part comes in,
mm-hmm.
we have to tolerate those people in the world
mm-hmm.
because we have to live in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't become best friends with them
mm-hmm.
because if you do, then they're liable to win you over.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to affect your attitude.
Mm-hmm.
But you can tolerate them.
Mm-hmm.
You can talk to them. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to make best buddies at them because you'll become a problem to the world, to your brothers and sisters in mm-hmm. Christ.
That's right. And remember when Jesus was sitting down with the sinners mm-hmm. and the publicans, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And they came and said, you know, Jesus is eating with sinners, mm-hmm. right? If he didn't eat with sinners, who were you going to eat with? Because we all are sinners. Are you with me? So, but it just so happened, right? Some of our sins, we say, this ain't that bad. Are you with me? So, you know, are you with me? So I'm going to tolerate with that sin a little bit longer because it ain't that bad. When we, it gets heavy sometimes, you know? Especially when you're teaching, it gets kind of heavy sometimes. But like I said, we all have sin. We all have sin. We are sinners right now. In our hearts and minds, we are. And we need Jesus' grace every minute of our lives. I'm getting ready to do something. After I finish doing this, I'm going to need your grace back, okay? Are you with me? It don't work like that. We need his grace every second because our minds could go into a sinful place. Are you with me? Our memories from yesterday could go into a sinful place. Are you with me? And even that thought of sin, you know, because James put it like this. He says it starts in the heart, right? And then when it comes out and you start doing what you're thinking, it turns to sin and sin turns to death. So forth and so on. So you know, it's very important that you know we know where to stop, because we love folks and we want people to, especially our loved ones. We want them to get to heaven. Are you with me? We ought to want that real hard. Like, you know, go ahead.
In Proverbs 37 verse 7 through 11. I'll be reading the New International Version. Where where it encourages us, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him.
Mm-hmm.
Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger, turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil.
Mm-hmm.
For evil men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while, and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found.
Mm-hmm.
But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy great peace.
Exactly. And that meek is not weak. That meekness is not weakness. Right? And you know, when we do things for people and they don't listen to us, we are not saying, you big dummy, you should have. Are you with me? You should have. Didn't I told you? I told you to do it that way, you big dummy. That's not God's way. All right, let's read this last one. We got to close. 2 Corinthians 13, 5 through 10. Anybody?
Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified? But I trust that you will know that we are not disqualified. Now I pray to God that you do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but that you should do what is honorable, though we may seem disqualified. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. For we are glad when we are weak and you are strong. And this also we pray, that you may be made complete. Therefore, I write these things being absent, lest being present, I should use sharpness, mm-hmm. according to the authority which the Lord has given me for edification and not for destruction.
Check up from the neck up. That's what we ought to get a daily checkup. When we look into that mirror, see if everything is all right. A daily checkup. That's all it's saying for us, because I can't go to somebody and I'm an alcoholic, right? And I go to this person and say, you know, you shouldn't commit adultery. That's just wrong. Are you with me? That's just wrong. I mean, you're stupid for even thinking that. That's right. Are you with me? So we ought to be careful.